Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in. It's beautiful Brooklyn. Long as I live here, believe I'm gonna cry.
Know where you're going, but don't know how to get there? You found the rabbit hole, Alex. For free bars, apartment hunting, and sending out your demo, he's here to make sure you don't break the bank. Welcome to the Starving Artist Podcast with your host, Johnny Santa.
All right, welcome to the 16th episode of Starving Artist Guide. I'm your host, Johnny Sanford. I'm here coming out of Brooklyn, making things happen. Beautiful day, beautiful Sunday, drinking my coffee, taking a listen to all the great artists that have been sending me stuff via Sonic Bids, and got some good tips for you guys today. Got some good upcoming events, and this is our Women Who Rock edition. For those of you keeping count, I was going to have an interview today, but the girl who was supposed to be on kind of flaked out, canceled, so we're going to just run it. But that's better for you guys, because we're going to just listen to some great music. We got a songstress named Erin Hobson, a rocker named Clinical Trials. We got Jill Sobule, a great musician who I got to meet at the concert with Matthew Barber. And we got a couple others that you will hear throughout the show. First, we're going to there's some really cool events coming up for New York City and Metro, which is the only paper I really read because it's free and it's always right near the subway, has had a article about the concerts that are coming. So I'm just going to kind of go through that. They're all free, so let's take a look. Central Park Summer Stage is coming. Runs from June 12th to August 16th. It's going to be huge, and it's always free. Q-Tip will be playing July 18th. Chrisette Michelle. I have no idea who that is. She's playing August 9th. Supposedly going to be joined by Jasmine Sullivan, for anyone who's into R&B. And Dinosaur Jr. is going to be out with the Walkmen on August 16th, 3 p.m. Those shows start early. They're all going to be at 3 p.m. for Central Park Summer Stage. That's Rumsey Playfield at 72nd Street. And you can check out the website at summerstage.org for that info. Now, I'm going to a concert tomorrow night, which is free. It's David Byrne. Many of you might know him from Talking Heads, one of the iconic early new wave hipsterish bands, the 80s, well, late 70s, early 80s. And he's going to be playing some incredible music with Brian Eno tomorrow at Prospect Park. That's June 8th at 8 p.m. So, if you can get out to Prospect Park, that is at the Bandshell on the west side of Prospect Park. Now, another cool festival that's coming is River to River Festival, which is the largest free summer arts festival in New York City. And Connor Oberst, I mentioned this last week, is going to be playing with Mystic Valley Band and Jenny Lewis will be opening. That's 4th of July, 3:30 p.m. Get there. It's going to probably be massive. I think I'm going to try to go out to that, too. I've seen him live, and it is awesome. He definitely has, like, a stage presence similar to early Bob Dylan. Kind of very offbeat and shy, I guess. But whatever sells records, right? Let's see. Pains of Being Pure at Heart are going to be playing July 10th, 6 p.m. for the River to River Festival, which occurs in various locations. Just go to rivertoriverNYC.com to get the info on that. What else here? Matt and Kim, the Brooklyn-based duo, will be playing River Rocks, which is at Pier 54. They're going to be playing July 9th, 6 p.m. Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, which are an awesome band, will be playing July 23rd, 6 p.m. Yay Sayers, August 13th, 6 p.m. for River Rocks. So far, so good. I mean, these are some intense bands. Not to mention Siren Music Festival, which is always absolutely insane, absolutely awesome, because it goes off right by Coney Island, so you can go check some bands out and then get a tan or a burn if you're me. And that goes down July 18th. They basically have every indie hipster band out there, and they're booked, including Spank Rock, the Ravenettes, Monotonics, etc., etc. So, it's a huge show, and it's free. And all those things are free. And I'll try to get to as many as possible. Now, I've recently had a giant sea change in my life, and every once in a while, you'll have this happen where everything falls apart, and you're just left in the rubble. And this has been happening for like the last 2 months, but I'm doing it. I'm still making it happen. You know, everyone's gotta fight their own demons. But I had my bike stolen last week, and my roommates are both moving out at the end of June. So if anyone needs a roommate, you can email me at johnny.sanford@gmail.com. Now I do have a couple of prospective buyers. But, you know, I'd love to get an artist in here, a musician, whatever, whoever, if you want to live out in rock and roll in Bay Ridge. And the rent is pretty cheap, too. So it's $700 a month. And you get your own room and a full bathroom, full kitchen, a really nice living room, porch. Everything's pretty much already furnished. We got a great couch, and you know, if anyone's looking for a change of pace, it's month-to-month renting, so there's no lease, so if you find out you don't like it, you're pretty much good to go. Anyways, that's just my pitch for my own house. And that being said, let's take a listen to Clinical Trials. This song is called Aphrodite. Now, this girl rocks. In her bio, she says she's had her heart ripped out, stomped on, and beaten down, etc., etc. So check it out. Clinical Trials, Aphrodite.
Strange to say.
All right, that was Aphrodite by Clinical Trials. She's been called Electro Grunge. PJ Harvey trapped in a laptop with Kurt Cobain's angst. I'd say that pretty much. She's got a self-produced EP coming out in the fall of 2009 called Clinical Trials. You can check her out on the web at clinicaltrialsmusic.com or myspace.com/somer, S-O-M-E-R. And we wish her the best of luck. And so I got another really cool little tip that I just found out. I get these things just from people who are doing the same thing I am, and just trying to make it as an artist, you know, doing things and then having like a side job that they have to do. But for the most part, I'm a glasses wearer. I wear glasses, and I was jamming out the other day with a new little project I've been working on with some friends, and one of the girls that I am jamming with, she had a brand new pair of glasses, and I said, oh, those are great looking glasses, and she's like, yeah, they were $8. I'm like, what? You know, because I spent like $150 for mine, and these glasses looked really cool. So she's like, yeah, go on zennioptical.com, which is Z-E-N-N-I optical.com. So two N's in that. And you can go through, and it's like $8 glasses, $9.95 glasses. And they go up to like $20 or whatever. But, and there are some add-ons, like you can get like the photochromic, which are the transition lenses. You can get the anti-reflective. But even so, there's still, it's like $4 for, you know, to get the anti-reflective lenses, which costs like 50 extra bucks at any regular kind of store for glasses. I don't know what they're, optologist? I think that's it. But $8 glasses, and I've, the one thing you do have to do is you have to call them up and get some stuff. You got to get like your like weird things about your eye. You have to get like weird numbers about your eyes, like -3.25, and then like axes and stuff. So I actually had my I had an eye exam very recently, and I actually already have all that stuff. But otherwise, you just have to call your physician and get him to give you the goods on that. So that is zennioptical.com. Now I got a great pair set up, and altogether it's $19.85 for all the stuff that I want. So check that out, zennioptical.com. Now I'm going to get into another singer-songwriter. This one is a song called Brick Wall by an artist named Aaron Hobson, who is out of Rhinebeck, New York. Pretty incredible musician, classically trained electric jazz guitarist. I really like this song. Check it out. It's called Brick Wall.
This brick wall, all I see lovers' names to remember, for those of us who ponder the hope of eternity. Nothing we know of is forever, and it means nothing to me. It's a fascinating move while I stand here, and it means nothing to me. My imagination calls to wonder the story behind every line. Who has drifted? Who survived all this night? It's a fascinating move while I stand here, and it means nothing to me. My imagination calls to wonder if the honeymoon is over now. All that I can think about is what I used to have. A new door has opened up, and this wall is worn and scratched by us. The story is so passionate. Now all that's left is what we meant at the time. And it means everything to me. It's a fascinating ring while I stand here. Oh, and it means everything to me. Myself inside of the moments I've had mine. I didn't ask for this. This time I didn't ask for this. This time
All right, that was Aaron Hobson with Brick Wall. Really great singer-songwriter. I'd like to thank all the ladies who have been sending in music. You don't really get to hear as many women that are rocking and rolling, but I think it's unfair to say that they're not as talented, because clearly they are. And that's why I kind of took this whole episode to showcase that. I'd also like to thank all the people who are giving me, you know, constructive criticism. Chris and Nick and my mom, who is always telling me, you should do this, you should do this, like this, like this, didn't like that, stop swearing. It's nice to hear that people are actually taking the time out of their day to listen to all this good music and me present it. So it means a lot, and appreciate it. So, got a couple of more bands. The next band is probably the wildest band that's ever submitted music to the show. And they're called Witches in Bikinis. They're Brooklyn-based. And basically, I need to go see these guys live because they're so off-the-charts wild-looking. It's like 8 women, I think. They all are, like, in bikinis. They're called Witches in Bikinis. And they have, like, these, like, neon-colored fake hair. It's really wild. And let me see how many. I think it's 8. Maybe it's 7. Yeah, it's 7. 7 women's. And 4 dudes who rock and roll. Witches in Bikinis. Now, their music is definitely out there. It's wild. And this one's called Push On, Little Tiger. So check it out only on the Starving Artist Guide. So that was Witches in Bikinis with Push On Little Tiger. And they'll be playing out at Coney Island in August, mid-August, August 15th and August 22nd, both Saturdays. They're going to be playing under the Wonder Wheel. So I think I'm going to go check them out because they're so wild. And I hope you like their tunes. You check them out on MySpace. With myspace.com/witchesinbikinis. So we wish them the best of luck, and I'm glad that they're taking a listen to the show. So we got a couple more songs. Actually, I'm going to probably wrap it up after, well, two more songs. And the next song is a great tune by Jill Sobule, who I got the pleasure to meet a couple weeks ago. Very nice person, and I wanted to get her on the show at some point, do an interview. But until I do that, we're going to settle with a song by her. Let me see if I have it. All right, this is the song off her latest album. entitled California Years. The song is called A Good Life, and this is just a great track. Check it out. A Good Life.
Swim into the promised land. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. It was a good life. It was a good.
That was A Good Life off of California Years with Jill Sobule. And we wish her the best of luck. You can check out more of her music at jillsobule.com, S-O-B-U-L-E. Now, a little interesting fact was that she was on the original Clueless soundtrack. I wanna be a supermodel. That was her. So I know that she's off of a major record label, and she's doing it on her own. So go out and buy her album. I'm sure it's on iTunes. Now, just to kind of wrap things up, we're going to play one more song, because why the hell not? And it's by an artist called Lachi, and it's very Regina Spektor-like, very introspective. I really dig it. And she's out of New York. Very cool, very calm. Her new EP, Ugly Beautiful, is kind of jazz-driven, but definitely rock. Check it out. It's called Slow Down, only on the Starting Artist Guide.
Why won't you slow down? Why?
That was Lachie with Slow Down. And we're going to slow it down to a complete stop here. This has been the 16th episode of Starving Artist Guide. I love doing this. And as long as people keep sending me music, and as long as I keep getting tips and tricks to getting around New York City, I will keep doing it free of charge on my own bank. So thanks to everyone taking a listen. And remember, keep on keeping on.